Governor Rick Snyder delivers his final State of the State address
to an audience of lawmakers who just dealt him a rare veto override.
This won't be awkward. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Governor Snyder brings his sound fiscal management show to the stage one last time tomorrow at the state capitol.
He could be celebrating 8 years of Republican control in Lansing while he's been governor.
He could be, except Snyder has often found himself on the other side of the Republican majorities in the state House and the state Senate.
Last week, his fellow Republicans, along with some Democrats, overrode his veto. This is the first time that that's happened in Michigan in 16 years. It's only the fourth time it's happened since the 1960s. And this has put Snyder on defense.
At the same time, he's bargaining with GOP leaders on the size and scope of other tax breaks to address a glitch created by the new federal tax law.
Now, Snyder has cut taxes as governor.
But he's also insisted that tax cuts shouldn't make holes in the state budget.
Here is our CPA nerd governor in last year's State of the State address.
If you remember the old days, two of the 3 years prior to coming to office, we had budget shutdowns. For the last 6 years, we've gone 6 for 6, getting structurally balanced budgets done 3 months ahead of schedule, setting a benchmark for the nation for the best budget practices.
Snyder has made structurally balanced budgets that are less susceptible to the vicissitudes of Michigan's boom or bust economy, a hallmark of his administration.
His Republican legislative partners, not so much.
Along with the veto override, legislative Republicans are pushing for a bigger personal exemption and other added tax breaks that Snyder World fears would imperil stable budgets going out years into the future.
That veto override was a direct message from GOP leaders to Snyder.
And that is, your devotion to structurally balanced budgets won't stand in the way of our political goals.
For example, Snyder would like to bump the state's rainy day savings above $1 billion for the first time since the Great Recession.
That makes Wall Street and a budget balancing nerd happy.
But putting money into savings doesn't typically win points with voters.
And it doesn't square with the belief among many Republicans that government shouldn't be sitting on large reserves of cash that could be returned to taxpayers.
Snyder wants a long-term, stable budget to be a part of his legacy.
He will no doubt use his time on the rostrum tomorrow evening to make the case to the legislature and to the public for his version of responsible fiscal planning. Now, even a lame duck governor remains consequential to the final day of the term.
But that influence diminishes because each month the powers that be in Lansing start looking more and more toward the next governor and toward the next administration.
It can be tough being a lame duck governor. Tomorrow is Rick Snyder's last best chance to make his case in his most public forum of the year.
It's a last song.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.